At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Testing?
Testies?
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 1, 2, 3.
Boner.
I don't know shit about fuck.
Fucker.
I like sucking.
Nah, nigga.
Legit fat podcast.
Mega doo-doo.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Gay Hitler.
All right, welcome back to Legit Bat. Oh, that was loud, and I have a different setting on the mics. Hopefully that didn't crossbleed too much. We have this is a Planet Retard, and if you've listened to the show, you know how we do on this, but I'm Joe. Jen is here. Ben is magically here. Two shows in a row. Oh, my God. Congratulations.
Three, if you count my one with Ryan and, what's it called?
Oh, yeah. I haven't put that one out, but I do need to talk to Ghost about putting that out on our feed, too. I haven't listened to it yet, so we need to do that. But we got two extra special guests here tonight, Jesse and Daniel. They're nothing special. No, I'm just kidding. No, they're just listeners that they listen to us while they're high on the job painting, as far as I know, and shitting their pants. Apparently, Daniel likes to shit his pants on the job and then tries to cover it up with white paint on his painter's pants. I have pictures. If you want to see them, let me know. No, I wouldn't do that to you.
That happened.
Unless you want.
That definitely happened.
For a second, I thought I could smell buttfucker's weed, and then I realized Lene was smoking on the bed and actually blowing it my direction.
Oh, good. You'll be in the mood for Planet Retard then.
Oh, this is CBD.
Oh.
CBD weed. Oh, yes. Hers wasn't.
Yeah. Just kidding.
Legal where you are. Yeah,
legit.
Yeah.
It's cheers. Legit bat.
But I get it. I mean, I've said on the show, I haven't shit my pants in a long time, but I did tell you guys earlier that I had another 3 a.m. shit this morning because I ate a burrito the size of my fucking upper thigh yesterday, not realizing that it would make me almost shit the bed. And I did not, as far as I know. I checked earlier this morning and I did not. It was just a mound. And we'll go on about poop later. That's fine. Let's get to the retardation, because, Jen found some good ones. I found some good ones. I'm going to start it off with the very well could be the retard of the week, because this, I mean, I've never had an MRI, but I'm not stupid enough to go into an MRI even with a tooth filling. Like, I don't think I could ever have an MRI because I have several tooth fillings. So this bitch, this is from Gizmodo. Woman enters MRI machine with a gun, gets shot in butt. Shoots herself in the fucking butt in the MRI machine. So there's not really a whole lot to this article, so we can, discuss among ourselves. But here's what the article says. A woman's medical exam turned into a literal pain in the butt thanks to a poorly placed firearm. An adverse event report sent to the FDA earlier this year details an alleged incident where the woman was shot in the butt, shot in the right buttock. Oh, they even specified the cheek. All right. By her own gun. That was activated by a magnetic resonance imaging machine. Thankfully, the injury was relatively mild and she recovered just fine. The report was first filed in July by the woman's healthcare provider to the FDA's manufacturer and blah, 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 who cares? A voluntary reporting system for adverse events tied to medical devices, but the incident appears to have been first publicly unearthed last week by The Messenger. The woman in this case was much more fortunate. After the injury, she was taken to a nearby hospital. Wait, you're not already in the hospital getting an MRI? And
no.
She later reported that her wound was okay and healing well.
So this article was probably written by AI, but I still thought it was hilarious.
I'm just miffed.
There's a lot of things that don't make sense in it.
I'm just miffed that they didn't tell you exactly how an MRI set off a gun. Is this just more propaganda to be like, guns just go off? We don't know.
COVID. That was my first question.
Possibly, yeah.
I don't know what parts of it don't make sense. I can definitely see something like that happening. I don't see why it wouldn't.
I mean, magnets don't make guns go out. You got to pull a trigger.
Yeah. How should you do that?
Like
a, yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense. But if
she was rocking one in the chamber and it was a striker fire pin, or if it was something, if it's an auto cocker.
Well, she was obviously like gangstering it down her butt crack or something, because if the barrel was pointed at her right buttock, that means she was left-handed. We got to break this down. I was just thinking that. Yeah. So.
Hey, that could be me.
But something I would do. Maybe she reached back to have a scratch while she was in there, but you're not supposed to move while you're in those, right?
No, she'd be right-handed.
Joe? They pretty much specifically tell you not to have any metal on you, though. They're really clear about that.
Yeah, they
have a gun inside it at
she
all.
Probably had a CCW and thought, well, it's fine. It's a gun, exactly like what we're thinking. This is why I think it would be real, is because it doesn't sound like something that would happen. And for somebody that it didn't say that she got in trouble, which makes me think that she legally had it there. I mean, MRI, like MD imaging here in Reading, it's totally separate from the hospital. You go there to get MRIs. I know, I've had several there. So if you go in there, it's like you're allowed to concealed carry if you're a carrier. You're just not supposed to be stupid. And they ask you ahead of time, do you have anything metal on you? And she probably went, oh, fuck, I brought my gun. Oh, it'll be fine. And then probably got her fucking ass shot. No kidding.
Well,
she couldn't even say, she just couldn't say, hey, I'm going to go to my car real quick and put it in her fucking car.
She totally should have and could have. Yeah, she should have been like, you know what? I'm a CCW carrier and I'm packing right now. I don't feel like that's a good idea to take into an MRI machine. I'll be right back.
Well, she was worried about terrorists in the MRI.
Scroll up a little bit. There's a part. So it says the report was first filed in July by the woman's healthcare provider. Blah, blah, blah. Adverse event. So it says the incident appears to have been first publicly unearthed last week by the messenger. And then if you scroll down, it says the woman in this case was much more fortunate than what?
Oh, yeah, that is.
That's
weird.
What's confusing to me, that doesn't make sense. There's nothing else that they're describing that they would maybe be referring to later.
Yeah, it's just, who knows with Gizmodo.
There's so little
though.
Details. It was probably AI, but it's still hilarious.
That's true.
I hope it really happened.
Did she damage
so
the MRI machine?
Yeah.
You'd think there would be details like that where the hospital would, you'd at least say her name, or that she's going to have charges filed, right, or that she was.
Yeah, I want the
total idiot.
I want the angle at which it went through her butt cheek. Like, did it graze? Like, did it go out?
Or did it go straight down her leg?
Is she going to have another MRI later because of this injury where they're going to have to specifically tell her what to do?
Yeah, was she a bubble butt? Did it pass cleanly through the top of the cheek and the bottom of the cheek without touching anything else?
Was she a larger woman?
I was
going
to say, I'm saying she was kind of rotund.
I could never lay down on an MRI machine with a gun in my butt cheek.
I don't think I could shoot my own butt cheek if I tried. There's like hardly anything there.
There's no butt cheek here for me to shoot. There's nothing here.
Right.
You can ask my wife. She says I have a Hank Hill butt, whatever the fuck that means.
So it goes straight from your lower back to your legs? Like, it's just...
Yes. There's nothing for capacity. Straight. No, exactly.
No,
straight
it's just down. I get it. Small of the back, thighs, and flappy
back
pockets.
To legs. In a crack.
No, that's a typical American white guy thing. No butt, just back into the legs.
You guys got to do squats. Get your squats in.
Or just get a butt implant. Fuck it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You could go full Kardashian. Then you could really shoot your own ass. So this one's... So I'm saying that was retard of the week, but if it's real, but this one's pretty dumb too. So scientists make VR goggles for mice so that they can feel what it's like to be attacked by a bird. Because, you know, everybody's worried about that.
So, that's the meanest thing I've ever seen.
You should see the picture. Let me scroll down so you can see the picture.
Retarded and awesome.
So,
it's awful.
Upon noticing the simulated bird of prey, these terrified, bespectacled rodents ran faster on the treadmill used during tests or froze, both of which are real common responses to overhead threats. So look at this picture. I mean, I know it's not real, but it just looks funny.
Who's doing these tests? Sidney Gottlieb?
Scientists. Trust the experts. You know what they're doing? Researchers have developed VR goggles for laboratory mice to simulate a life of freedom and let them feel what it's like to be hunted by a bird. Why don't they just bring a real bird in there and see what they do? That'd probably be cheaper. So it says
to simulate a life of freedom. That sounds very familiar.
While they're in a cage.
Just saying. Yeah, right.
Says, no, it's not April Fool's Day, basically. These compact virtual reality specs really have been custom built to perfectly fit a mouse. These are your tax dollars at work. Dubbed Miniature Rodent Stereo Illumination VR, or immersive, the headgear is made up of two lenses and two screens split between both eyes. You know how fucking VR lenses work. Like VR for humans, the mice cannot see out the outside world and are made to feel like they're somewhere else. But unlike the headsets we might wear, which wrap around our heads, these perch in front of the mouse's face. The researchers from Northwestern University in Illinois, good job experts, said by simulating a mouse's natural environment, they'd achieve greater understanding of their behavior. Until now, such efforts have been limited to flat screens that simply surround mice. These screens cannot convey 3D depth, and the mice can also still see parts of the laboratory peeking through. Study lead Daniel Dumbass said the goggles help them engage with the environment in a more natural way. Why not just stick them out in the yard for a little bit? I mean, a bird's going to come along.
Because
they might run away. Yeah, just put cameras on
them. And then they might die.
I think they're just random fucking ideas to study on.
No, they're just trying to use up grant funding. They're like, we have like $3 million. Like,
we got like $3 million to burn through for the end of the year, or we're not going to get that grant money next year. What do you want to try? Let's put fucking VR goggles on some mice.
Yeah, they're sitting around in the think tank at the university, and he's like, bro, hear me out. I've got an idea.
Mice, VR goggles, $1 million project.
Well, at the end here, it says they could also help gain new insights into how the human brain adapts and reacts to repeated VR exposure. See, that makes more sense. They're beta testing the mice on VR exposure because it's such a hot thing right now. VR, so hot right now.
Sexy.
But yeah, that's dumb. all right, here's the next. This one's a big fucking nope. Spider lays eggs in man's toe during cruise holiday.
That's why you don't go on cruises. Nope.
That's
no way.
Oh my gosh.
That's a whole lot of gross. So Colin Blake and his wife had spent the evening in Marseille in the south of France when his toe swelled up and turned purple. Ew. He later discovered he had been bitten by a Peruvian wolf spider. Oh, those are not good either. Which had laid eggs inside his toe. And despite having treatment to remove them, one hatched. Ding, ding, ding.
Gross.
Look at the picture of this motherfucker. Like, it has a little face. Let me zoom in on that.
Yeah, it's like,
that's actually kind of cute.
He was a spider surrogate. That's disgusting.
It would be cute if it didn't have four fucking eyes.
He looks like a grandpa. Like, he's just like.
Yeah. It looks like an Ewok sitting on top of a spider.
He kind of looks wise.
Kind of looks like Bigfoot.
I see like three different faces going on at one time.
Yeah, I do.
Here. I don't even know what the fuck I'm looking at.
There's like two ears that could it's be trippy. Eyes with a nose. Look, and yeah. There's like four eyes with a really wide haircut. Mouth. Like
the Miss Swan haircut. From Mad TV.
He is a hairy bitch, though. Four eyes. Ugh.
What's going on with your toe? I'm hatching things, okay? Never you mind.
Nice. That's about a 6 out of 10. Thank you for
imagine
that
imagine getting a fucking spider just crawling out of your fucking anything of your body?
Let alone one of its eggs hatching in your toe?
Just kill me.
Imagine not noticing a spider laying on your fucking toe. Can you imagine not noticing a spider bite?
That's why you should be able to carry napalm wherever you go. Fuck a CCW.
Do they fucking bite you and then lay eggs as they bite you?
Let's find out. Let's read on.
I don't know. He was probably ripped as fuck because he was on a cruise. Was at his drink maximum of like 50 drinks a day or whatever.
Which is the worst time to have a spider lay an egg in your toe.
That's the only time I think that I would.
He fucked up and passed out and that spider just jumped on him and on his toe.
It has to be that.
So it doesn't say he was schnockered to the max. It just says they were on this trip when his toe swelled up and turned purple. The following day, he visited the onboard doctor who told him a Peruvian wolf spider had bitten him and laid eggs inside his toe, as they do.
How do you handle that news?
Wolf spiders, which are not poisonous. Oh, right. It's brown recluses, which are. Okay. Are often found
in the
French...
wolf spiders, Joe.
Oh, yeah. I've kicked one.
Yeah,
we do just saw the Peruvian variety.
Yeah. So they're often found in the French port city after arriving on cargo ships. So they just hitch rides on these ships and then lay eggs in people's toes. Mr.
Going
Blake,
to America.
Who lives in Cramlington, Northumberland, told BBC Radio Scotland, my wife thought it may be because I had new sandals and they were rubbing on my big toe and that was causing it to be red.
Blame it on the wife. Yeah. He's like, she told me it was my sandals.
Oh, so this is gross.
I was too stupid to look down.
So this is disgusting. Fast forward like 10 seconds if you don't want to hear this. The doctor cut his toe open, causing the spider's eggs to pour out. After the holiday,
What?
God.
Oh, after the holiday, Mr. Blake went to the hospital in the UK where doctors prescribed antibiotics. But 4 weeks later, I'm surprised they didn't give him a COVID shot for it. But 4 weeks later, he noticed something else unusual in his toe. On another visit to the doctors, wait, how many weeks later? It just says after the holiday. 4 weeks later. Okay, so four weeks later, this bitch is living in his toe for 4 weeks. They discovered one of the eggs had hatched into a small spider, which was stuck underneath his skin.
Oh, my God.
No. He said they believe the spider is making its way out, eating its way out of my toe. Mr. Blake chose not to keep the dead spider when asked by medics.
They asked him? They're like, do you want your baby, kind of? And he's like, no, fuck that.
He's like,
he's like, my toe is a fucking placenta right now. Like, that last one can't get out.
Your toe gave birth to this, so men can have babies. They're just miniature little spiders.
What? That? Yeah, it's about all we would give birth to is a fucking horrible little vermin like that.
I've never heard of this happening ever in my life, though.
I'm sorry, but when you said he said Scotland, the very next like thing that it quoted him as, I heard in a Scottish voice, but a little bit twisted, and it was I don't know. The whole thing is just funny because I can totally see them being like, "Oh yeah, you know, this it just happens. No big deal. No big deal."
Anyway, pour me some more scotch.
Yeah,
I've heard of spiders laying eggs in people before.
I've not in a
in
toe.
Their ears and shit.
Not what? In a toe, but
not in a toe. You imagine cutting your toe open and it's like,
stop it! You're making my taint hurt. It's not good.
I'm trying to figure out
how long were the toenails though. That's what I want to know. How long were the toenails for this guy to even realize that was happening? Like, how long do your toenails have to be? Like,
was it under his toenail? Like, it doesn't say what part of his toe.
Where else would it be? I mean, in between your toes?
That's what I mean. Is like, I was wondering how the spider actually like inserted the eggs. It'd have to be under his toenail, right?
Ooh, this might be AI again. How
does spider insert the eggs in the beginning? Well, like,
that was the very first thing that kind of caught me. Is they don't lay their eggs from their fucking mouth. Yeah. Like, they get that big ass bustle in the back when they're ready to fucking pop, and they just go and fucking shoot them out.
Well, I bet we can YouTube this. I guarantee there's something on YouTube that will show us exactly how a spider lays eggs in a human body.
I'm not watching that. I'm not playing that.
I'm going to watch it right afterward on this show.
I'm never Googling that. All right, let's go to the next
gross.
One.
I got to make a sissy. Hold on.
You got what?
I got to make a sissy.
Oh, okay. Well, that's perfect. Actually,
I gotta go potty.
Oh, okay.
Make a sissy.
I'm pretty sure Daniel was talking about maybe having to take a dump mid-show. I mean, if you got to, now's the time.
Hey, no? I took care of that before, bud. We're good.
But you're a professional. Damn. I told you that's only happened once.
I drank coffee when I got home from work, and that did the trick.
Oh, perfect.
That's all I needed.
That's exactly what I'm doing right now, because I took a fucking hour nap after I got home from work and was like, oh shit, I gotta wake up again.
I mean, I know a lot of people are anti-caffeine and anti-cigarettes and stuff, but if you gotta poop, it's a great combo.
Oh, they're
perfect.
Your butt
just goes whoop, and you're ready to go.
It's usually those same people, though, that are like, oh, by the way, I also drink a 2-liter a day of Pepsi. Like, oh, okay, you don't like coffee and cigarettes. Good, fucked.
Yeah, okay, drink your Pepsi. Speaking of caffeine, what a segue. God damn, I'm good. We talked about this a couple shows ago. Fuck, it's probably been a month now, but the holidays got in our way, and we meant to mention this again. Magic Mind, the world's first productivity shot. And if you're trying to cut down on caffeine, this is probably the way to go. I've actually myself not drank caffeine in probably a month. Okay, besides maybe a half a cup of shit coffee in the morning at work or something. But besides that...
I haven't had coffee in like 4 months, and Magic Mind totally helped.
I think so, because it was after... So they sent us... we talked about it on the first time we mentioned them, but they sent us a bunch of them, and I liked it so much that I ordered more of them after that. And I have not ordered more since, but I'm going to. Because, I mean, you've probably heard about this shot before, but it's got the mushrooms...
Have you guys ever tried it? Have you guys ever heard of it? Magic Mind?
I only heard of it because of your podcast.
Okay, yes. So we have
never
heard
of it
either.
The last time you did it.
I hate when people try to promote shit or send... I mean, sending free stuff is nice. Like, oh, okay, cool, try it. I expected nothing. I had no expectations. And I had just started a brand new job, like I talked about last time, that I hated. I like it now, but it was brand new, and you know, new jobs aren't that fun. And I took this shot, and I was so negative when I started my day, which is not typical for me. And it completely changed my mindset without me even recognizing it until the day was over. And I was like, I had That's a really crazy. Good day. And I made better connections with my coworkers and just had a great day. I focused on all of the things that were positive and just ignored the things that I would normally think of that were negative, just weren't negative. Like, I didn't look at it that way. It's kind of hard to explain, but it gave me a ton of energy, and I didn't, not overly like, not jittery or anything like coffee, but I had a ton of energy and just happiness. No, this weird joy.
And it's weird because if you've never tried like the lion's mane thing, I know that's kind of like in vogue right now, but we've been drinking that, I think I mentioned, in our smoothies and stuff for a while, but I don't know what they're, if they're using like concentrates or extracts or something, but whatever they're using with the lion's mane, and the ashwagandha is a huge one. I heard about that one from my friend like years ago, and that's a huge one too for like stress reduction and all that
well,
stuff.
Well, it lowers your blood pressure. So yeah. I found out recently that I have high blood pressure randomly. It just runs in my family, so there's nothing I can do about it. And ashwagandha, almost everything in this drink lowers your blood pressure because the person who invented it, I think it's a guy. I want to say it's a guy. He found out he had high blood pressure and had to stop drinking coffee, and he was super devastated. So he's like, what can I make that will help me out? And it ended up lowering his blood pressure and giving him energy at the same time.
Yeah, so it's really weird cool. to have like be energy and focus, but also not feel like you're jittered the fuck out, like you just drank a venti fucking soy mocha frappuccino with extra sauce or whatever you know you order from
all the
Starbucks.
Sugar and
never even done
that.
That.
Yeah, there's no sugar. No.
Oh, that's so. The other thing. Yeah, it's sweetened with agave, so it does have kind of a like a earthy taste, but I actually like it. Like once you take it a couple times, you look forward to it, the taste, because you're like, I know what this
I
does.
Will say
it
this
awesome. Seconds. It's like a shot.
The passion fruit stayed with me throughout the day. I was irping that up in for a bit. Oh. However, I really like the effects. It's kind of like what it was for alcohol for me in a really twisted way. I wanted to taste the alcohol the horrible, like as much as I could, and then I would slam it because then I would know how much I was drinking and get really fucked up.
Well, you also knew how many shots would put you into blackout, and you got to that regularly
all the time. But this was really cool because it was like, okay, it tastes nasty, but I now know what it does to me. It's a triggering thing. It's kind of like kratom is for me. It's not tasty, but I know what it's doing to me when I drink it now. So the same thing was with that shot. The first one I took after I felt the effects of it, I'm like, okay, I don't like the passion fruit, but I would drink the passion fruit every day because just the placebo of drinking it and knowing, oh, that taste, that's what this is going to do to me. It immediately starts mentally there, like right when you take it.
Well, I would say we did mention it the first time we talked about this, but it did help with hangovers too. I would say a mild to moderate hangover. If you're right fucked the next day, it's probably not going to do a whole lot. That's up to you. But if you have like a mild like in the morning, this will definitely help you because it's got just enough, a little bit of caffeine and all the, you know, lion's mane and all that stuff.
And it definitely doesn't taste gross. Like, so it's subjective, okay? But the passion fruit, I don't like fruit. That's my handle on literally every social media ever. So I don't like any fruit. So passion fruit wasn't my favorite. But it's not gross. It doesn't taste like dirt. It doesn't taste like mud water. I don't want people to get the wrong idea. It's sweet and flavorful. And people might really like this flavor.
No, and if you're drinking like
not for everybody,
three of these fucking like 5-hour energies a day, you can handle this.
For sure.
Those taste like straight asshole. These actually
like
have
gas.
Good shit in them.
If
you want to support the show, you can go to magicmind.com/legitbat and we have a promo code legitbat20 and that is 20% off your order. And if you subscribe, I think it's 56% off. Anyway, there's a link in the show notes and you can try it out if you want. And I mean, if you don't like it, just tell them you don't like it or something. Leave a bad review like you do on our fucking show.
No, don't do that. It's amazing.
All right, let's move on. Oh, my computer just went weird. Uh-oh. All right, there we go. Let me exit out some of these tabs. Sometimes too many tabs make it wonky. All right, let's move on to the next stupid shit. So this is a sign of our times here. This could only happen in this era. In Venice, tourists flip gondola after refusing to stop taking selfies.
Faggots.
Footage of the group in the water at Rio de la Verona has been widely shared on social media. No one was hurt in the accident, and the group are said to have dried off nearby. Well, good for fucking them. They probably took a selfie of that, too.
Look at that selfie right there. Like, she's like, ah, help me.
Yeah. She's like live streaming to Instagram.
I can't swim.
I can't swim. The gondolier shouted at them to sit down and stay still as he tried to maneuver under a bridge, but they apparently ignored him and all the weight ended up on one side, capsizing the boat and flipping them into the canal. You dumb fucks. The gondolier helped one to shore and then dived back in to rescue the others. Onlookers filmed Saturday spectacle, and footage of the drenched tourists clinging to the boat went viral on sites like TikTok. So the observers were no fucking better than the people in the gondola, because they were like, duh, live stream to TikTok.
And the gondolier fucking quit his job the next day. He's like, Jesus Christ, let me just do my job. I'm sure he wasn't planning on
those people in the water holding, they're putting out their hand like, help me. And they're just like, oh, this is good.
Yeah. Oh, this is awesome. Great, so it says it was revealed last week that I don't know what that symbol is. That's not even pounds, is it?
Euros?
Is that euro?
Euro.
A five something that isn't American dollars daily charge will be introduced from next year for visitors on certain days between April and July. Like, we need to get paid more because you guys are retarded. In 2021, Venice also banned cruise ships from entering the historic center amid concerns about pollution and erosion of the city's foundations. So I think there is a video. Let me make sure I got all my buttons lined up so it doesn't cut everything fucking out like it usually does. Hang on, let's see. Yeah, you piece of shit. Let me know. Let me change this button here. Let me know if you guys can hear this. Just do a thumbs up if you can hear the sound on it, so I don't have to go back. Okay, so they're already in the water. This is a bullshit video, because they're already in the water. Like, I wanted to see them taking selfies and then getting torched in the water. That would have been funnier.
Well, they had a reason. I'm sure they didn't upload their own video.
I'm surprised they didn't. It would go viral. Why not? All right, this one. Okay, shout out to my good buddy Murphy and coworker for alerting me to this one this morning at work. And I said, send it to me. And he was basically like, fuck yourself, Google it. He's just kidding, Murph. I know you said you heard it on the radio or something, but I had to look this one up. So, so this woman nearly chokes to death on food and then swallows toothbrush whole in freak accident.
How is that an accident?
So the gist of this story is that she got something stuck in her fucking tonsil or something, tried to get it out with her toothbrush. Yeah, with her toothbrush. And then swallowed the toothbrush all the way down. So let's read on. Let's see what this dumb bitch did.
You think the toothbrush kind of helped lodge it out on the way down, maybe?
I hope she got that.
Was
piece
it
of
a
food
tiny
out.
Travel toothbrush? I just don't feel like that's possible.
So, I mean, the picture's right
there.
I'm pretty
bigger
sure
things.
Other people would recognize her from a different
She has no gag reflex, that's for sure.
That's what I was saying. I think people recognize her from a different site.
Yeah, she's a keeper.
So this one's full of dumb puns. She had a toothbrush with death. Oh, wrong button. Hang on. Let's do this one. Okay. A 21-year-old woman reportedly swallowed her entire toothbrush after using it to dislodge a piece of food caught in her throat. Instead of just taking a sip of water like, you know, people do. Oh, she's from Spain. I'll give her a pass. Jaizea, a woman from Galdacio, Spain, whose full identity was withheld by foreign media. Sure, Google it. Claimed she'd been eating turkey on November 29th when she began to choke on the dish. Gasping for breath, her first move was to grab her toothbrush to try and force the turkey out of her throat. That's her first move, is to go and like try to deep throat her toothbrush.
We were all right. We knew it.
Okay. For one, like, literally, like, was she at a dinner table and she ran to the bathroom and then grabbed her toothbrush? So, that
like,
was the first thing
that
she thought.
Most of these fucking articles are very, like, underwhelming with their details, but I love how it says this. So it says, her first move was to grab her toothbrush to try and force the turkey out of her throat, but she went too far and gulped down the 8-inch instrument.
Boner.
Mm. That's AI. I feel like a human would never write something like that.
I agree. I mean, they would have to be AI.
This is like, it should be explained a lot more than it actually is.
Well, maybe it does.
AI thinks this could happen, though. Have you ever seen it recreate hands and faces?
She looks pretty hot, and according to me, that she's probably pretty fucking stupid.
Jesse, all you have to do is use that search bar the next time you go to Pornhub, and I think the whole article will be right there for you.
She probably live streamed it to TikTok.
Deep throats, toothbrush.
She was actually doing it on OnlyFans and just made up the whole story about Turkey as his cover story.
Yeah, because she was at Thanksgiving dinner and she was like, "No, I had food stuck in there." And
no,
I had.
She wasn't at Thanksgiving. She was in her room and they're like, search, "Choke though? On a toothbrush," and then she swallowed it by mistake.
Spanish girl chokes on turkey.
Whole turkey.
Put that in the search bar. It's like, whoa, that was not what I was expecting in the Google images.
Holy shit, that's a turkey.
So it says. Isaiah explained that she had to act quickly as no one else was around to help. Oh, see, she was in her room.
My dad couldn't help. My dad couldn't help me
because he sucks and he left when I was five. No, because he's stuck in a wheelchair with a damaged Achilles tendon. So I decided to help myself by using the toothbrush.
Helped yourself, eh?
Bet you did. She said, because it was only
vibrating toothbrushes.
But because it was only getting worse, I grabbed the first thing I could get a hold of. I'm surprised that was the first thing, really, which was the toothbrush to try and dislodge
house.
It. Yeah. At the moment the turkey became loose, so too did her toothbrush. I tried to hold it by the... It's because you were going...
The story does not make sense.
Yeah. I tried to hold it by the bristles, but once the obstruction was cleared, it just got sucked
Nobody
in.
Holds a toothbrush by the bristles, AI. Nobody holds
Your
a toothbrush by the bristles.
How can you even do in. That?
Dude... I don't know. I don't know about you, but if it goes past like three quarters of my tongue, I'm like, bleh. I don't know how she got it down that far without.
She brushes the back of her fucking throat.
I've said for a long time, I would make a terrible gay dude because I can't brush like the back of my teeth without being like.
She must brush her sink. She must brush her teeth like a fucking chimney sweep, like to not have that gag reflex. So
it's all black and shit.
It's a fucking 6-inch bristle brush. She's like, ah!
Stubs her hand in there. She's like, oh, I'm getting it all.
What do you want to bet what do you want to bet her toothbrush is shaped like Jodie Foster's knuckles and is probably black?
Oh my god! That took me a minute to visualize.
And holy shit!
Then I was like, oh. What?
So she felt no pain during the shocking ordeal after she was rushed to the hospital. Yeah, because she's used to that, obviously.
That's such a stupid detail.
She recalled explaining her bizarre predicament. I don't know. It just fucking happened. They all started rushing around and couldn't believe it until they saw the x-rays. And it really was there. Did they have the x-rays? Let's see the x-rays.
Can you imagine being a nurse and just having someone rush in and say, I almost just choked, but then I swallowed a toothbrush.
No, they totally gave her that fucking toothbrush for the photo op. And we're like, quick, we're going to make it a toothbrush. No, yeah, she actually got like a 10-inch dildo stuck in her throat. We had to pull that fucker out.
They found weirder shit in people's butts. This was like mellow. Yeah, they're like, this is great. This is a great Friday night because I've seen other shit tonight that I don't want to talk about.
There was a dude that had like two gerbils up his butt and they started like clawing through his fucking colon wall.
How do you
and they were worried about him going septic.
Yeah, yeah. They have claws. Like, if you nick the colon, that's how you die of sepsis. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
That's just boredom.
I'm guessing.
Why are you putting a fucking gerbil in your?
He wanted it to scratch the soft spot, man. Come on,
Jesse.
I don't get it.
Wait. Is that why they do it?
Jesse, the more important question is not why, is how the fuck do you fit a gerbil up your poop chute? What the fuck's going on that you can do that?
Probably put a tube in your butthole.
Do you use a funnel?
Have you seen South Park?
Mr. Slave.
I mean, on South Park, Mr. Slave put Paris Hilton up his butt, but that's probably easier than a gerbil.
I'm the biggest slut, he says, and then he fucking sits right on her. And
oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I think I have an oh Jesus drop somewhere. Oh, maybe I don't have it anymore. Oh, I don't think I have it anymore. Fuck, hang on.
Fucking
hang on. Yeah. No, not that one.
But what up, retarded faggots?
Oh, I forgot to play that one at the beginning, so that'll work. Yeah, that'll work for that. So at the very end here, it says doctors were able to fish out the tool by looping the head of the toothbrush with surgical twine and pulling it out back through the esophagus. No surgery required. Good for her.
Wow.
I'm so done with this fucking article. I'm like, bullshit.
She says, I woke up.
Stupid ass bitch.
Faggots. She says, I woke up with the toothbrush next to me on the bedside table. She said, adding, I continued to use it the rest of the day. The end.
Oh, fucking gross, dude.
No, it doesn't say that. She just said, I was glad I could breathe again. so I could go.
But
suck
she still
on
used it anyway.
What do you mean? You fucking could breathe before you went to the hospital with the toothbrush in your fucking esophagus.
Well, she couldn't breathe because of the turkey, dude, not because of the toothbrush.
Right. The turkey came loose, and then she had swallowed it. Who knows?
Yeah,
this article's ridiculous.
I'm saying that she went to the went to the hospital after that. So she's like, "Hey, I got a toothbrush stuck down in there. I can't breathe."
The doctor's probably like, "Hey, just so you know, if you had tried to drink some water, everything would have been fine.
It broke up.
Yeah, we had to get the toothbrush out. The turkey was already in your stomach, dum-dum.
Or you eat more turkey and it sends it down like a ramrod, you know?
Oh,
like,
you got to be careful with that one.
Well, if anything, she would have just shut up and we wouldn't have
honestly,
a
I haven't
story.
Had True. Food stuck in my throat enough to, like, it's either going down or it's stuck and I'm choking.
Yeah, violently coughing and hacking to get it up.
So how do you get a piece back there and you're like, oh, I'm just going to grab a toothbrush and
I don't know,
try to get
but they
out.
Well, they here's the thing though, is that they teach you that with CPR too, is that they're like, if somebody is, you know, classically choking, and I don't know why you'd do this to yourself if you're choking, but that seems to be the universal sign of I'm choking, and they go down, it's like you're supposed to, before you give them any kind of like mouth to mouth resuscitation, is tilt their head back, open their jaw, and sweep in their mouth at the back of their throat for anything that might have caused them to choke. I'm like, if I can reach it, I'm sorry, but if I can reach it with my fucking finger, I'm pretty sure they could have just went. Like,
yeah,
fuck.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, she could have 100% used her hand because she clearly has zero gag reflex. So she could have done that.
I think she wasn't wanting to like mention the fact that she just didn't gag it back up.
I think AI just thinks we use toothbrushes for things that they just can't conceive of. Like, they're like, well, this is clearly what a toothbrush is used for. It's used to get things out
of
your throat.
It's used for brushing your esophagus.
You hold
it
by the bristles, and then you jam the thing down your throat.
Yeah, and that just does it for you.
Oh, so side note real quick. Somebody in Telegram, sorry, I forgot who it was, had posted a thing that we're talking about. I think it was, fuck, I can't remember what site it was, but somebody had posted that somebody pulled a bunch of Twitter, like, articles or something because they were all written by AI and they got found out that it was actually AI articles. And I'm like, oh my God, Jen's been calling this for like a fucking year and a half.
Yeah.
And they pulled a bunch of these articles because somebody found out it was actually an AI person. Google this if you want. I don't have it.
So the article was written by AI and the author though. The person's
was
name
fake.
Was fake.
Yeah. And he was writing a bunch of fake ass articles.
So it wasn't even a person who was pretending to write an article. Like, you'd think, oh, I'm going to write an article for this company and make money. Like, no, it was just AI the whole time.
Hey,
there was no human making any money.
Before Musk bought Twitter, and he was still like, you know, they were in the works of him like making bids and all this shit. They did a whole interview with him, and he's like, yeah, they have a range of percentage of anywhere between like 40 and 60, upwards of possibly 70% of users and posts are all fake, which means it's the same dumb 30 to 40% of people running around like fucking hamsters with VR goggles on of hawks trying to get them, just commenting on the same goddamn dumb shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an echo chamber. That whole dead internet theory. It's the same on social media. It's everywhere. You have
it
no fucking clue
itself.
If you're talking to anybody that's real.
Yeah. Dude, the dead internet theory is very, very compelling and so fucking weird and scary that I'm like, we're going to have to do an entire show on it. If I can find somebody who's like well-versed on that, because I don't do research, I don't know.
Ben, when you talked about Alice yesterday, it made me think immediately that AI is running our world right now and that our leaders are just trying to catch up with it or
trying
hold
to
it
rein
back.
It in.
Yeah, well, rein it in or... Well, save themselves.
You know what's really funny about that too is that I had just, because I told you I'm going through the fucking series for like a third time, I had just started the book and he gets to that part maybe like 3 hours into a 12-hour book. I'm now 2 hours before the finish, so I listened to all of that today while I was out in the warehouse. And part of what is terrifying is that he goes to a foreign country and they give him basically a care package of like, hey, don't open this up until you get there. This is going to be your designated satellite phone and this, that, and the other. And it's a pretty common thing for people to get something called a Kryptol phone, where everything going and incoming and outgoing are all have an extra layer of cryptology behind it. So it's like kind of like WhatsApp is supposed to be encrypted from end to end, meaning whether you were sending or receiving it, you wouldn't be able to investigate the actual sender, right? If that's the whole idea, is to keep your personal number safe. So these cryptol phones are supposed to be like that. They also call them burner phones, although burner phones can just be like a Net 10 or a track phone that you go and load up on and then you toss it after you're done.
Take notes from movies. That's a real thing. You go get a Net 10 phone and then you break it in half when you're done and throw it in the garbage.
I mean, you can. That's the whole idea, is because they run off a CDMA.
Thing you've done. You sound like really professional.
No, I've just watched movies.
No, so the, you know what's interesting about that, though, is that I just heard an ad and the guy was like, you know how we can keep our rates low is because we use the excess off of all of the other providers' towers to provide our signal. I'm like, that's not smart. One, two, it's super gay and it doesn't work well. It's called CDMA, otherwise known as 2G, and we're in 5G now, guy. Mm-hmm. But the idea is that it they call it something hopping. I forget what it's called, but they basically take the excess use, these track phones, and it's CDMA. It has a wider coverage, but it doesn't have a deep coverage. So like it's going to take forever because just like your old like brick phones, it's going to have good coverage. But if you try to get it online and shit, it's made for fucking like flip phones. So in the book, he gets this phone out and he right as he's about to get into a really, really hairy situation, he gets a text with no name. And as you know, when you get a text, it either has a number or a name or some kind of sender thing. He got a text message with no name that says, look out. So he turns around, he finds out Alice had been tracking his phone and using all of the different shit that she was listening to around the world, and realized that people were about to come in and try to get him. So she sent him a text on this cryptol phone saying, hey, basically watch your back. I'm watching for you. And I went, that shit is fucking real. You know that shit's real. Like,
and this whole conversation we had last night will be out next week. This is on Chant It Down Radio, and we're gonna put it out on our on our end as well. But that'll be out next week.
Whatever.
And
it wasn't like a
it was an hour and a half show, so you can listen to that next week. But we did cover a lot of this weird AI type of shit last night. So
I could have been talking about a conversation we were having at our house.
Whatever. Now, let's move on to the last story here.
It doesn't have to always be about a podcast, Joe.
When you're on a fucking podcast.
Does it? Always about a podcast.
The very last story I have here, unless you want to have more, I think I have a couple more. But so Euro 2024 draw, so the crowd, whatever, disrupted by sex noises.
What is this? What's Euro 2024 draw?
Lewd sounds could be heard. Lewd sounds.
Oh, that came out of my penis.
Yeah, that.
Oh my god, I had to burp and I almost just threw up. Oh my god, that was so fucking disgusting. You're dying because of lewd, and I hear it go like this, and all of a sudden I was like, fucking Christ.
I don't know what this is either, but I read this a little bit. So lewd sounds could be heard as Switzerland were named in the same group as Scotland, Hungary, and host Germany, and there were further indecent interruptions triggered by an internet prankster using a mobile phone. I hope there's a video. I did not read far enough to figure that out. So Euro 24 is some Euro fag shit. I don't know. Oh, it's a football tournament. Okay. Which is probably soccer. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But lewd sounds could be heard, blah, blah, blah. This was despite an attempt by host Giorgio Marchetti, the deputy general secretary of European's football governing body, to take control of the situation. He said, there is some noise here that has now stopped. No noise anymore. Asked if he had noticed any unusual sounds in the hall, England boss Gareth Southgate said, I did. I'm assuming it's some sort of prank, but it was hard to really make out what it was.
They'd be fucking.
Yeah. So the UEFA, UEFA declined to officially comment, but it is understood the governing body will investigate to understand what happened and how. Internet prankster Daniel Jarvis, holla at your boy, later claimed responsibility for the stunt. He broadcast himself live on X, formerly Twitter, as you have to say, ringing a mobile phone to trigger the noises at the event. Jarvis said, listen, that was us. That was us. We got in there. We put the phone in there. We rung it. Sex noise at the Euro. Love you guys.
So, there's a video.
There is a video. Oh,
do you want me to send it to you? Here.
No, don't send it. Just, what site is it? I thought there was a video on here. What
Sports.yahoo.com.
Is this not a video? No, he's just some fag holding a sign that says Switzerland.
I think it's AI. Fucking.
I found this on every site, though, so I hope this is real. Let's see.
Yeah, there might be a... Where's a link? Where's a link? I need links.
I just sent you one.
To Legit Bat or...
No, to you.
Oh, well, I'm not on that one.
Butt shot.
Oh, that was the first story, yeah. Well, fuck. Let me just Google.
I just sent it to you.
Oh, to the... Okay, hang on.
It's worth a Google.
Refresh.
I just want to see it. Please, so someone refresh. Had posted on on X.
I just saw it.
It said, what's going on at the Euro 24 draw then? With a bunch of laughy faces. So I'm seriously hoping that we can hear these sex noises.
Oh, this is from the telegraph.co.uk. Okay, that's fine.
Good enough.
Where? Where is it?
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, it doesn't show a video. Oh, wait, here it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Ah, piss.
Babe. I hate shit together.
I can't stand. I can't stand these UK fucking. Sorry, UK people, but your sites suck. Okay, to continue reading this. Oh, I gotta start a free trial. Are you shitting me? Well,
weird.
Well, you can Google it. Like I always say, like you don't have to hear it on here. If you really want to hear the sex noises, you can Google it.
Well, we can make some up right now if you want.
Just
Google it. You can just do it too.
Google it right now. Just Google Euro 2024 sex noises. Let me see. That's what I did.
Euro.
You'll find it.
Hey, I'm on fucking cream right now.
My phone thinks I'm insane. The shit I Google.
Oh, hello.
Like, what the
good
fuck
heavens,
is wrong with
I'm
you?
Arriving. I mean, a lot
I'm
of the stories
right now,
like when we have cock news, I have to literally Google penis news and then sort through stuff.
Have you guys ever Googled, I don't know how long you've been listening to our show, but have you ever Googled mature avocado?
Don't do that.
Well, I wanted to see, I grow avocado trees, so I wanted to see what a mature avocado tree would look like because I wanted to see how far along my trees were. I was trying to tell how old they were, and it turns out it's some sort of porn slang because it was insane what I found. I found out my safe search was turned off that day.
Do you know the space movie that's invented in 1992?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Google that one. I've seen that. Google 1992 space movie.
Space movie.
Hilarious. Maybe I'll put it on screen. You can just imagine it. Okay, so I think I found the clip. So we'll play this sex noise clip.
Yeah. Switzerland, there is some noise here that has now stopped. No noise anymore. So the first group completed is the group of Germany, group A, Germany, Scotland, Hungary, and Switzerland.
Okay, hang on. So it's at the very beginning.
Turn
like,
it up really
where's,
loud.
Where's the rest of it? Hang on, let me...
That's
let me
the friggin'... This...
Okay, so it's right at the beginning, so listen.
Switzerland, there is some noise here that...
It doesn't even sound like sex noise.
It sounds like a donkey.
It's the same shit.
It sounded like a squeaky toy.
The same fucking video. That's a meme. You get on the internet and you like a fake fucking video, and then it's like, hey, it's a person out here running around, and it's like fucking boom. It's like, and you're supposed to be on like a fucking.
See, to me, it sounded like a squeaky toy. It was like,
it definitely didn't sound like sex noises.
Lame, no, dude. You should have done better, bro.
They wanted the clicks, and they got us. They got us.
Well, I think we're going to close out with that. I got a couple more, but I think I'll save them for next time because I got like three.
Do you guys
or four
have
more.
Any funny stories from your work?
Besides Daniel shitting his pants?
Hey, I've talked about shitting my pants recently, like often. So, like, it's fine, no big deal. I'm sure you've heard it.
I can tell that story. I have
within
a couple.
The last
Okay, please. Daniel might be retard of the week. Let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
Let me tell. I got two. I got two actually. One is please from do. Work, and one is from a fun time on mushroom was once. So a friend, this is probably 10 years ago, but a friend gives me. A bag of mushrooms, and keep in mind I'm drunk at like 2 a.m.
Ooh,
and I just like hell, right. So I'm like hell, why not? So I take a handful, and I had a fun night, but I don't really remember that any of it. But the part I do remember is I woke up at like 6 o'clock the next afternoon, and I was covered in shit. So that's where this story starts. Yeah. I cleaned it up. No big deal. Nothing, you know. But the funny part is the next morning I had softball. So I had to get my uniform out of my closet. And when I go to my closet to get my uniform, there lies a big pile of shit. So, yeah, I clearly went off the rails and thought my closet was my toilet.
I was going to say, you missed the toilet big time.
Not even close. Not even in the same room.
I didn't shit in the closet. I peed in it. Get it right.
You probably pooped at some point, too.
No, just in my pants. Go ahead.
Okay.
And you can let Jesse tell the next one, because this one, he's got it all on video, to be honest with you.
I've seen it.
Me too.
Well, Dan had to go to the D&B that day. He was talking about, and he told me, he was like, "Hey, I shit my pants." And I'm like, "Are you fucking serious?" He's like, "No, I fucking shit my pants." And he's like, "I gotta go to D&B today." He just led with that.
That's a good friend.
Yeah, it's real truthful. But he was like, "Hey, yeah, I shit my pants," and he was like, "I'm gonna cover it up with this white paint." So I'm like, "Okay," and we're laughing and shit. But we're in a brand new house. He's in another room in a closet,
painting his ass.
And I get all Snapchat. Yes, he has his pants down to the floor. Okay, so he's putting white paint in his pants, and I come in with my phone. I'm like,
"Wait, did you clean the shit out first?"
Did you do that?
Yes. I went to the porta potty and made sure all that was clean.
He cleaned himself up.
You had to do it in a porta potty after shitting your pants? Oh my God, that's a nightmare just on its own.
That's our job.
Can you imagine, though, being Jesse walking in and just seeing that?
No, I had the video.
It's pretty funny.
I'll send it to you, Ben. You'll love it. It's great. It's fucking
actually him.
Hilarious.
He's like, has his pants down and he has his underwear still on him. So he's painting like they're white pants. Okay. They're painted white pants. So he shit himself and then the shit stain went through his underwear into the white pants. So you can see
he's all
shit.
See his shame.
Holy shit. He was trying to cover it up.
I'm an alcoholic.
It's funny because on the video he was like, "Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here."
I
would have had to go to, like I said, I had to go to the DMV. I have on brand new white painter's pants, and all you can see is just like four little spots, like right where my ass is. Clearly I shit myself. And so I have to go to the DMV, get my number called, and stand in front of like 400 fucking people with a clear shit stain on white pants.
Well, so to be fair, if you're at the DMV, dude, if you're at the DMV, half those people have shit themselves that day too.
Did you have brown paint? Because I would have just painted brown paint all over and made it look like I was just painting a brown.
Own that shit.
We were painting trim that day, so
it sounded like you're trying to hide that shit. I mean, okay. Doesn't really sound like you're trying to own it.
I wish I could screen share this fucking video. That would be so awesome.
We could probably play it.
It's on Facebook Messenger. I'm not even signed in. Nah, it's fine. If you want to see it, email legitbatpod@gmail.com. I'll send
it
to you.
If it's okay with you guys, of course.
You guys can put it on the television group for all I give a shit.
Oh, so I did, before we get out of here, I did want to mention that if anybody follows our Instagram, like, I don't know, a good 60 to 70% of posts on there, I steal directly from these two. So thank you for that. I usually try to credit you if I remember, but I'm at work and I'm just saving stuff. I'm like, and save it. And then later I'm like, wait, where'd I get that? Oh, Daniel again. Motherfucker.
Yep,
he's always
our post generators. You guys are hilarious. We appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well, thanks for hanging out, guys. Thanks for listening, everybody, on Rockfin Audio YouTube. I think I'm going to put this one on YouTube if you guys don't mind being your faces out there on the interwebs.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would love for my personal bowel movement stories to be all over YouTube. So let's do it.
Dude, oh my God.
Why not?
You realize that it's going to be everywhere now, you piece of shit.
It's not really everywhere. YouTube, our YouTube is nothing. So it's fine. Don't worry about it. You'll be okay.
It's fine. I mean, I'll share.
I'm not even worried. That's awesome. Right now.
Well, thanks, you guys. Do you have anything you want to plug before you get out of here? I mean, you don't have podcasts. Normally, I'd be like, where can we listen to you? But you don't have podcasts. So what do you want to plug? Your painting company? Like, what? Your shits? What do you want to plug?
Honestly, I think we should plug what eventually we are going to do. We are going to do something like this. We've been talking about it for a while. But we also have a lot of video and things from our work. And our work is not like a lot of other people's work. We get to fuck around a little bit every now and then and have a little fun because, I mean, he started all this. I kind of go with his role. I work for his company, so it's one of them things. But we do a lot of funny shit, and I think eventually we're going to start posting that kind of stuff and doing kind of a funnier little podcast thing ourselves. So
do it. We'll see where it goes. You can just do short clips on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have a TikTok? Like John, your friend that did fart videos with their detailing company?
Oh, yeah, you can do anything on TikTok.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys could actually have a whole like short clip montage as your intro if you guys end up doing a podcast of like different funny bits out of your guys' videos that you have.
Yeah, you could just call it like Painter's Poops. There you go. There's the intro. Perfect. It's pretty easy. You just do whatever you want and then you post it. Yeah. That's basically what we do. It's not that hard.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
All right, guys. Much love. Thanks, everybody. And thanks, Magic Mind. Again, legit bat. No, whatever. It's in the show notes. Fuck off. All right, bye.